What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. I'm your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media, and I'm so excited for today's show, for today's episode. I've got one of my favorite people in the entire world on the show today. I can't believe it's been this long that it's had to be in order to get you on the show, but we made it happen. And this whole coronavirus quarantine thing helped facilitate that, right? But yeah, absolutely. I've got my good friend, and actually one of my clients as well, Jerry Green out of Germantown, Ohio, which is right outside of Dayton, Ohio, for those of you who don't know. But I got my good friend Jerry Green on the show here. Jerry, what is going on, man? Coming from your home.
Up, Josh. Yes. I'm actually doing that. I'm actually having some hot tea from my teddy bear cup. Okay.
It's got the pink belly and
like rub his belly for good luck, right?
Is it one of those mugs where like as it gets hotter, the belly turns pink? Like it's already white, but like it turns pink?
Oh, I haven't tried that yet.
We need to get one of those.
It's definitely crazy times right now. That's for sure. But, absolutely. You know, I guess with that said, you know, Josh, it's people just, you know, I think, I don't know if you like me to share just a quick history of
my So I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself. We're going to jump right on into this. So I want you to introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do. I mean, you have an insane amount of experience in real estate way back to the days of like having to jump out of your car to get on a payphone to talk to a seller, that kind of thing. Like we're talking about like going back that far. So I want you to give your background, the origin story of Jerry Green. Go ahead and dive into that.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll try to make it very condensed on things because I know we want to cover some content for people here today. Mm-hmm. So, but basically started in the business, this is going my 26th year. So I started way back then on things, back in 1994. And actually started in wholesaling. A lot of people didn't, or like, well, wholesaling didn't exist back then. Well, it did. So we just had to do it a lot differently. It was a lot more work. Yeah. And it was, we didn't have all the cool things that we have now with list and the ability to search things and just, you know, you really had to hustle a lot more back then. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just in a different way. So, but anyways, I started back then. and really grew the business, and got to the point of very shortly after that, I started getting into fix and flip. That was kind of my background prior to being in real estate, because I was in the electrical contracting business with my father prior to that. Grew that side of things, rolled into the year 2000. And that's, you know, of course, everybody thought the world was collapsing then too, because of Y2K.
Yeah.
So, but we went in that position there. Obviously, you know, more about this, Josh, too. And some of the people, your listeners, might know this, but I went through a major personal tragedy, in 2001. Started in 2000, rolled over in 2001. My first wife actually died from cancer right after the birth of my son, and within 10 months after his birth. And I mean, that's, I could tell you, you know, what all went on that was just unbelievable. But I was in a position where I had to restart over again. It took me probably close to 2 years to get really functioning again, to be back on it, because she worked in the business with me, you know, business partner, life partner, everything, you know what I mean? So I did end up getting remarried to my wife Joyce now, which, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she had kids, and we had kids together, and we just kind of created the Brady Bunch here,
basically. So, yeah.
Right here in Germantown. So ended up relocating to Germantown, Ohio, which is originally, by the way, I lived in Springfield, Ohio, mm-hmm. about 45, 50 minutes, somewhere in that range from Germantown right here. And when I restarted, man, I went back and said, okay, I'm going to restart this. You know, I really took almost couple year pause from really being proactive in the business and just trying to really get my life back to function it again. But when I started building it back up, man, I went back into the renovation side. That's kind of an area I really went in heavy on, buy, fix, and flip. Ended up getting a whole big team that I built out, and ultimately I hated it. So I ended up getting it out.
Wait, you didn't like fix and flipping?
yeah, it was crazy, dude. It was, I think at one time I had like four project managers working full time.
Oh gosh.
And doing multiple rehabs, and it was no fun. It was a big major babysitting job, and I just didn't like it, you know. And I, you know, at the same time I got involved with some rentals. I also got involved with commercial properties, like Family Dollar stores and General Dollar stores. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, continue to grow that. And then I got to the point, man, it was kind of mid 2000s and stuff, I decided that, you know, I got to make a big change on this, and decided to really change the whole direction of the business, and take it to the point where go back to focus on more of wholesale transactions, on things, being more in the position where we could grow this as a production line versus constantly trying to grind and deal with all the headaches and all the renovation deals. Hey, look, some people love it. I didn't love it. That was not what I was about. And I just looked at it that I had to stop grinding in this all the time. So I really started looking at how to really build a business out of this.
Yeah.
And so that's what I changed. And I really focused on moving towards building that side of a team with the processes built in. But you know, Josh, I get, you know, and that's kind of what's happened here and then brought me to today, where, you know, now we do things where I work very little within the business. As you know, I'm down to about 3 hours or so a week within the business, but the team does the rest. And then what I really like to focus on is helping others and training others. And one of my real unique abilities too, is to help others understand more about like the acquisition side of things. Okay.
And, absolutely. So
that's kind of my 30,000 foot view, bro.
So one of the conversations we're going to have after this, this is going through my brain. It's been going through my brain. We're going to have this conversation finally, but I'm going to tell Jerry to write a book. So we're going to make it happen. But anyway, so yeah, I'm actually going to give Jerry the opportunity to be able to talk about some things he's got going on. So some events, and then we've got a training course that's going to be coming up pretty soon. So be on the lookout for that. Absolutely. And then, if you guys don't know that, you know, Color Media does the production for his content. And so if you go follow him on all of his social platforms on YouTube and everything, you'll find all of his awesome videos. I mean, almost everything that everything that's in this brain comes out on these videos. So it's just like, he doesn't hold anything back. Very transparent. So make sure you guys go check that out too. I know there's a lot of marketing stuff out there as well that we've done videos on for you. So yeah, thank you for sharing all that. We'll definitely dive deeper into, you know, you said you enjoy a lot more of the acquisition side, and I know you have an entire event for that. Yep. Which primarily, when we talk about marketing for real estate investors, the primary focal point for marketing in a real estate investing business is the acquisition side, just because at this point in time and for the past couple of years, dispositions hasn't really been that difficult because markets dried up. And so less deals, which means you got to market harder in order to get a deal. And so especially with the times nowadays, we're recording this. I mentioned we're recording this episode during this, you know, this third week of March where most people are staying in, they're getting quarantined and whatnot because of this whole coronavirus thing. And so it's becoming more and more prevalent to do virtual wholesaling more than ever, right? And so I think that this is a good time and opportunity to start talking about this. So I want to dive deep into kind of the things that you do marketing wise in order to keep that pipe filled. One of the directions that we're going to actually point this into is building rapport and taking the opportunity to build actual relationships with sellers and let them know that you're here to help and that you're going to be there for them. Yep. And Jerry, in a day and age too, where sellers are becoming more smart than ever, you know, they know that there's newbie investors out there that are going to pay way over asking price, just because they want to get a deal locked up. And then the experienced investors are kind of left in the dust because they can't pay, what the sellers are looking for, but sellers are sitting on properties waiting for it. So what are some things that you can leverage, virtually in order to build relationships with these sellers so that when we do come out of this thing, and we're able to start meeting up with sellers again, belly to belly, that we can actually lock deals down. So lay it all out, man. Let us have it.
So I think a couple things, Josh, that just to start with is, first of all, I know we're a lot of shows about marketing, and one thing I was sharing with you is that we have to realize that what I look at when you're doing acquisitions, it's really self-marketing. Okay. And it's your self-marketing in regards to really how you can service your client the best. Okay. And that's where it's got to come from on things, because especially right now, and this is, I know we're doing this based upon the reality of where we're at right now. Yeah. So I think it's important to hit on that and kind of keep the focus towards that today on things is, you know, how do we deal with things right now when, as the market has changed on us in the last couple of weeks? Okay. Mm-hmm. So a couple of different things that I think it's really important for people to understand is, first of all, I look at, number one is, a lot of us that are doing the business, and maybe have been doing it for a while, several years and stuff. We've got some experience. We've got to the point where, you know, like you said, we've been working with sellers, we've been working a sales process, or if you're not using one, you definitely need to use one now more than ever.
Yeah.
But what I see on things is that you've got to realize that the way things have changed, you have to change your approach a little bit more, okay, with working with people right now. And so what I'm looking at here, and I'm really emphasizing this with my own team. So my own, you know, acquisitions team, we've been talking with this multiple times during the week here and giving them good knowledge and start thinking differently. It was, one is, we realized that the clients that you talked to maybe 2 weeks ago, okay, or 3 weeks ago, are in the system that are older leads that absolutely told you no, no way at all, that none of that matters at this moment in time. Mm-mm. Okay. So what you've got to do is you got to be in a position where you have to reach out to those people again, because it's not the same world it was 2 weeks ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have to realize that. So what we've got to do is we got to reach out to these people. We got to be in a position where as we reach out to them, we got to start coming from more, a deeper caring side of things. Okay. And I mean, you should be doing that anyways, but I think it's really important now to be super sensitive to that.
Okay. Yeah. Just because people right now are sensitive. I mean, especially people that are in your demographic that are going to sell you a property between the ages of 45 and 60. I mean, they're thinking about this in a way of like, man, they've got their guards up, but they're open for somebody to actually treat them right and not try to just highest and best offer and sell me your house. So right. They want relationships. They want to talk to people.
And that's a big thing so that's what we're looking at. It's like, you've got to right now, the connection side, and that's where I'm talking about marketing yourself. The connection side with people is more important than ever. Okay.
Yeah.
Because people are home. They are sitting there quarantined at their homes and stuff like that. And, you know, people that maybe were considering selling before and said, you know what, I'm going to wait till spring. I'm going to wait till the summer, something like that. This problem will go away. Now, some of them, or a lot of them maybe are not working now. They lost their jobs or mm-hmm. been, you know, and it's like, you know, everything is now hyper-focused. So they're going to be very sensitive to this a lot more. And what you've got to do is when you come in with working with these people and things, you've got to start approaching that way, not to take advantage of things, but to be in a position where you're really trying to help them and really start digging deeper and finding out the roots of really what's going on things and try to, what I always try to hit on Josh really heavily is we have to focus on creating solutions, not making offers.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I love that. So talk about, let's go deep into that. Cause that's something that you always say, and you're the only one that I've ever heard say it. So go deep into that whole concept.
Yeah. I think that so many people, and I see a lot of people, you know, constantly are focused on that, where they get somebody on the phone to go, you know, let me see if we can work things out. I'll try to make an offer that works for you. What I'm trying to do is change the language of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Josh. And I think it's even more important right now is change the language from offer, offer, offer to solution, solution, solution. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And how do we, you know, and it's about finding out truly what their problem is and then trying to build a solution around that. Now that doesn't mean we don't still follow our processes in regards to how we have to buy the deal and the ranges we need to be in and stuff like that. Rather we're buying it at a discount or buying on terms, that doesn't change. Those things still apply. But what we have to look at is, can we create a solution for someone and that meets their needs and meets our needs too as a business in regards to either profit margins we need to make or cash flow we need to create off the property. So it's changing that mindset on things. And then another thing I like to look at is, Josh, what part of this is going in when you're working with people is not to say, hey, this is what I can give you in the way of a offer on your property. But what I do is this is a solution we can create. And this is what I can get your property qualified for. Okay. So it's changing it from just a price to a qualification. Okay. And this is something that I think I want to share this with a lot of people, it kind of blows them away. And I never thought about that before. Yeah. It's basically getting properties, people their homes qualified for a certain number and then building that into a solution. It's kind of like if somebody's applying for a mortgage on things, you're in a position where they're applying to say, okay, what can I get approved for? Well, you're kind of doing the same thing. You're approaching this as a service. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I really mean that. I mean, from the beginning to the end of things, it's about creating solutions and service driven of how we can do that. And then it's taken away from this thing of, well, here's your offer. Here's what I can give you for your property. So, I mean, think about this. When I say the word offer, what reaction does that give you when I say offer?
It's tied to a price. It's tied, there's strings attached.
Yeah. And also when I say, I'm going to give you an offer, you think counter offer. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah. I like your offer, but can you do a little better? Okay. Or, you know,
you're egging it on that there's going to be a counter offer. You're pushing that. Absolutely.
So what we've done is I've learned to change the language on that. Mm-hmm. And the language is more of a solution and price qualifying for your property versus an offer. And what's interesting on that sometimes is you'll find out that sometimes by doing that, people will actually be in a position where they won't encounter you because there's never been an offer made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It's instead you're qualifying. Okay. And then it's 100% solution driven on things. So it's a really powerful way of looking at things, Josh. And I think this is the time more than ever that people need to be focused on this. Okay. Yep. And really building their skills in the side of things here. Because we know that really it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're buying to wholesale right now, if you're doing wholesaling, or if you're turning around and fix some flips or buy and hold, even if you're doing multifamily buildings, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it comes down to you have to bring the inventory in, okay? And bringing that inventory in requires you to acquire those through some type of sales process. And you have to get very focused on becoming more of a master of that. And like I always say, it's like building a muscle, man. No, I don't have huge muscles, but that's an area that a muscle that I do feel really strong about is that area there, is that I've been able to build. And I've learned this from, you know, especially doing it for 26 years, because you remember, I mean, for a good while, I was doing it in the field for years and years on all these appointments.
Yeah.
So that kind of shifts me over to thinking about on the virtual side of things. And, I think you're seeing a lot of more interest in this and too right now of how we can do things more virtually. Obviously, people being quarantined, people freaking out, but you come in their homes and things like that. So this is extremely important right now, guys, to master this skill, become very good at this. And you'll see that you can do the same type of process over the phone as you can in field appointment, okay? And by doing that, you'll be able to convert more, and because you're not focused on just making offers.
So the reason why I like this whole create solutions and like stay away from making offers, create solutions. The reason why I like this so much is I think that it can actually be your best marketing tool that you could possibly do. The reason being is because when you come into a situation, you think about some of the, you know, the biggest brands, the brands that actually help people, the brands that like provide solutions for people. Let's just take Apple, for instance. I know we're going off the tracks here from real estate, but you take Apple, for instance, like the reason why Steve Jobs made the devices that he did, he had them designed, they developed, the way that he did. They're very simple, very easy to use, very sleek, very clean, not a whole lot to them. They can do an insane amount of things, but there's not a whole lot to them. The reason being is because that's the target demographic he was going after. All he was hearing is about how much, you know, DAWs sucked and how much Windows was like so confusing for people and hard to navigate. And so he wanted to create an operating system with the Macs that was super easy to use. So he was listening to what the problems were in the world with people using their computers and using these devices, and applied his ideas to those and creating a solution. And hence why we have the monster Apple that we do today. So when you come into a situation with a customer, with somebody in your target audience that you're going to interact with, and you are facing it as creating a solution, but being by their side and helping them find that solution, even if they don't sell you the house, even if you can point them in the right direction, you're Absolutely. Still building brand equity inside of your company. Absolutely. And the reason why that's powerful is because, especially if you're in a small niche market like what Jerry's in, is because word gets around very quick. Especially, you know, it did like word of mouth way back in the day, but now like you got social media and stuff like that. Like it gets around pretty quickly and people are more apt than ever to go give their opinions online than they ever have been before.
Oh, 100%. Right.
People love their opinions. Right. And so but when you create a solution for somebody, you are able to build equity into your company. And that can be some of the best marketing that you do because people know that you actually care and you want to help solve the problem for them. So I think that I'd love that, Jerry. I think that's awesome. Jerry, we're going to have to wrap this up. It's been an incredible conversation. So much wisdom, so many gold nuggets that are in here. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about the events and the stuff that you got going on online, the upcoming online platform that we're going to be releasing here pretty soon. But I want to close this out with one more question and something that's kind of off the tracks. It may actually come back on the tracks that we're talking about here previously. But you've been in the game for 25 plus years, 26 years, and a lot's changed. Even in the last like 4 or 5 years, a lot has changed in the marketing world. And then you go back, 10 years and then now 20 years. What are some differences you've seen in marketing? You know, obviously there's digital, like obviously that didn't exist when you first started. But have the principles of marketing stayed the same that you've seen or have things changed? Like what kind of shift in the marketing world have you seen that definitely maybe taught you some things coming from the 26 years of experience?
Well, let me tell you one of the top things I can tell you. I mean, I guess, as you said it, technology's changed everything from all the different ways we do things now. Okay. But here's one of the things that I feel, Josh, that is something that has hurt us on the technology side. Okay. And that is from being personal.
Yep.
I agree. Okay. People, you know, I see so many investors. And not just investors, and too, it's all businesses and stuff, but so many people are so driven towards moving things away from actually speaking to people and building the relationship with them. That is a principle in the marketing side that can never be replaced.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And whether it's the 26 years I've been doing the business or another 100 years from now, okay, mm-hmm. That's not going to change any. Only thing. So what we have to realize is that, and we have to direct everything we do in marketing around that side of things. Okay.
Absolutely. So I appreciate you saying that. And that actually brings up a really good point. So the other day, maybe it was yesterday, the day before, I'm looking it up right now. I can't really find I'll have to see here. Let's see if I can find this real quick. Cause this was super interesting to me and along the same lines that you were talking about. So I've told people for the last year or so that now more than ever, people are wanting, human interaction. They want personalized brand experiences with people. They want personalized experiences with anybody that's providing any kind of a service. You know, in the day and age of AI, VR, AR, and all that stuff and automation and all that, the chatbots and all that, stuff where it's not human interaction, it's helpful and it has a place in the marketing world. It definitely does. But at the same time, you think of it in a way of like when you are in a situation this heavily involved with somebody, it's a house. We're talking about a house, something that they've lived in before. And maybe they inherited it, but their family member lived in it. Like we're talking about a really big deal. They want that human interaction with you. This is why a lot of people fail on Facebook ads. Like I hear it all the time. Facebook doesn't work. Well, then I take a look at their ads. I'm like, no shit. It doesn't work. you're talking to them like they're a robot. Like, I mean, so make sure that you're keeping that human interaction in them. And something that what I was going to bring up is something that was super interesting to me was a couple days ago, Open Door actually made a decision to stop making offers on homes for, I think it's like 14 or 21 days. Like it's a couple weeks. Because of this whole coronavirus thing, and they want to keep their employees safe. They were so focused on their company being safe and whatnot, they didn't mention anything about sellers. And I thought that was extremely interesting. So now Open Doors pulled back the reins, and they're stopping. So now it's your opportunity to show people that there is still human interaction out there, and that there is still humans operating these businesses that can provide solutions for selling a home. So you need to get that across, and you need to go, like, I'm releasing this podcast tomorrow. Like, I didn't tell you that, but I'm releasing this podcast tomorrow because it needs to go out. And the reason is because now you need to jump on this, like, as soon as possible, and get as much marketing out there as possible that's going to show people that you are out there to create solutions for them, and you're a human being behind the curtain. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I think that was a super interesting conversation. But Jerry, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. I really do. And your time being on here, I got to let you go though. But before I do, I want you to give you the opportunity to talk about thejerrygreen.com. So it's this website, and we have housed all of the content. The online platform will be coming out very soon. You guys be on a lookout for that. And then you got some events. I know one of the events at the end of the month is going to have to go virtual, but maybe some upcoming things. So go ahead and talk about the things that we've got going in the works for Jerry.
Yep, absolutely, brother. Well, thank you so much again. So a couple quick things on that. Best way, you know, one, to reach out to me is just hit me up through Instagram was one, through, you know, at the Jerry Green. Also, you can look at my Facebook page too, you know, Jerry Green on there too, as well, in Germantown, Ohio. So you can hit me up on that. And then, you know, as you mentioned already, my website, the Jerry Green, that's pretty simple, .com. But a couple things going on there, Josh. So one of the big things that we have actually a small event coming up at the end of this month. That's our Think and Grow Your Business event. It's really about building systems, scaling your business when it comes to real estate. A lot of people on that say, well, I'm not going to scale right now. Well, let me tell you one thing you've got to do is you got to have your systems in place, mm-hmm. okay? And processes more than ever. That is going to be done virtually, okay? And that's the 30th and 31st, so that's not much time on that, but it's a very small group. We'll be interactive on things. And it'll actually be done within my office, but it'll be done virtually. Mm-hmm. The other event we got coming up is really my area that I'd love to share more and more about all the time. And I think it's so important right now is my acquisitions training. As you know, on that side of things, Josh, we've been doing that. It's a one-day event. And we had that scheduled next month in Columbus on things. But we've changed that to go virtual as well. Okay. So that's coming up very quickly too, because we just said, look, that with virtual, people need it more than ever. And that is coming up April 3rd. April 3rd, it'll be a one-day event. It'll be interactive. It'll be a smaller group of people. And people that are interested in that, they can actually reach out to me, direct message me on things. Or if they like, they also can go to my website there. We just changed that actually as of, I think, yesterday, that it's going to be virtual. And we'll have a small group. It'd be very interactive. And then the last final thing is, you know, that we're working on is we're building out a whole online university right now. And we're hoping to have that launched here, hopefully by the end of April is the goal. So,
and that's the goal. I'm holding you to that.
So as you know, it's a lot of work. But we're going to make it high quality, and it's really going to help a lot of people, make a big impact. And it's going to allow them to see all different parts of the business. And we're going to create a lot of cool things that's going to be constantly developing on that too. And then also we'll include like a weekly call. And like I said, we'll be pushing out a lot of marketing on that very shortly. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool, guys. I'm going to have every single thing that he mentioned here linked below in the description. So make sure you go check that out. As always, connect with him on Instagram, Facebook. Go to thejerrygreen.com to check out everything that he's got going down. Make sure you do follow him on the social platforms and then YouTube, of course, because we do put out a ton of content for Jerry, and all of it is gold. So make sure you take advantage of that and go check all that out. So, Jerry, dude, I appreciate you being on the show, man. I will see you next week too. Hopefully, yeah, well, if we don't get quarantined, likewise. I'll see you next week.
Yeah. We'll see you soon, buddy. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode of the REI Marketing Weekly. I appreciate you jumping on and joining today. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you do go leave a 5-star review. I would much appreciate that. If you're on the newsletter and the email newsletter, make sure you check out the rest of the content. If you're listening on the podcast, go subscribe to the newsletter. colormedia.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to the newsletter there. All kinds of marketing tips for you on real estate investing. And then a new platform that's come out, I'm going to talk about that really quick. REI.video is the platform. And you can go and actually shoot your own videos, whether that's with a camera, a phone, or whatever you want, and send that to REI.video. Have us actually produce that for you. And then we'll send it back in 48 hours or less. Get unlimited revisions. It's absolutely incredible. So make sure you take advantage of that. First vid, use that word first vid at the coupon for the coupon section of the actual checkout, and you'll get 50% off your first order. So make sure you take advantage of that and try it out. And then let me know if you have any questions. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode. I appreciate you guys jumping on and joining. I'll see you on the next one. See ya.